Could you talk a little bit about what we know about the clinical research data that's behind these assays? The MINDEX study was presented looking at the 70-gene assay. Can you talk about the design of that study, what they saw, and what it means to you?
Well, I will tell you, if I would have access to the test, I think that the most evidence-based one, I guess, is the recurrence score. Because we have data, yes, of course, they are coming from retrospective studies, but we have data which, in my opinion, are very clean. Patients in the Oncotype DX retrospective studies were treated with endocrine therapy versus endocrine plus chemotherapy. And of course, the comparison was evaluated in the context of the three different subgroups: low score, intermediate, and high score. We have data from the B20 node negative disease and the SWOG study node positive. And the data are very consistent, actually. You see that whatever is the situation of the nodal status, patients with low score do not seem to derive benefit. Now, of course, people can say, well, you know, these patients are a limited number of patients. I would like to see the same results in the context of a prospectively designed study that, by the way, is ongoing because XPONDER is exactly addressing the question of value of chemotherapy in the low score group. We will see the results. It's a prospective study. The accrual is ongoing. I think it's almost been completed. We just need to wait for the results of the trial. The MINDEX, to me, is a little bit less convincing. I will tell you why. Actually, in the MINDEX, as you know, it's a different design, more sophisticated design. Patients were randomly assigned two different ways of estimating the risk of relapse and the need of chemotherapy. One was the MammaPrint score, and the other was adjuvant online. Now, the problem that I have with this type of comparison is that adjuvant online is something that I never use in my clinical practice to make a decision about adjuvant therapy. So now I have the results of a randomized study where the control arm is something that I'm not using in my practice.
Well, it's not available.
It's not available anymore. But even if it was available, actually, it's not available anymore. Why? Because since now more than 5 years, nobody was using it. So actually, they decided it doesn't make sense to renovate it as they did in the past because there were more sophisticated tools to estimate prognosis. So why should I compare MammaPrint with something that is not used anymore? It's like that you run a trial in the metastatic setting, let's say, in which you compare, I don't know, a CDK4/6 inhibitor plus endocrine therapy versus temozolomide. Does it make sense? I mean, is temozolomide a good control arm in a metastatic breast cancer trial for endocrine-sensitive disease? I think it's not. And the same is true for adjuvant online. So I think it's a nice exercise. I think it's a nice example of how you can run prospectively a study on thousands of patients and you can collect frozen samples from primary tumors. That's very good. I think MINDEX will provide us with very interesting and hypothesis-generating data on the biology of breast cancer. This research is currently ongoing in the context of the MINDEX trial. But I don't think that in terms of a clinical message for the tomorrow morning practice, MINDEX is giving to us a very important information.